July 19, page 214, Christ's purpose to sanctify and cleanse the church. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Ephesians 3:14-16. Christ declares, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. This unlimited power it is our privilege to claim. The glory of God, his character, was then revealed. The Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty. This character was revealed in the life of Christ, that he might by his own example condemn sin in the flesh. He took upon himself the likeness of sinful flesh. Constantly he beheld the character of God. Constantly he revealed this character to the world. Christ desires his followers to reveal in their lives the same character. Today it is still his purpose to sanctify and cleanse his church with the washing of water by the Word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. No greater gift than the character that he revealed can Christ ask his Father to bestow upon those who believe on him. What largeness there is in his request, what fullness of grace every follower of Christ has the privilege of receiving. God works with those who properly represent his character. Through them his will is done on earth as it is done in heaven. Holiness leads its possessor to be fruitful, abounding in every good work. He who has the mind that was in Christ never becomes weary in well-doing. Instead of expecting promotion in this life, he looks forward to the time when the majesty of heaven shall exalt the sanctified ones to his throne. Oh, that we might more fully appreciate the honor Christ confers upon us. By wearing his yoke and learning of him, we become like him in aspiration, in meekness and lowliness, in fragrance of character, and unite with him in ascribing praise and honor and glory to God as supreme. Signs of the Times, September 3, 1902.